You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Jordan Bell. Cal Poly is accepting applications this week for a newly approved business program. The 10-month graduate program allows students to work alongside companies like Google and Walmart. And joining us today on Issues and Ideas is Sanjeev Jagia. He's the Associate Dean of Graduate Programs at the Orfila College of Business. Welcome to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So Cal Poly already has an MBA program. So why this new program?
Okay. It has a little bit of history to it. For the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years, there's been a lot of talk about data, big data, analytics, where firms are basically using data and analytics to make decisions about business. Any industry you can pick, whether it's entertainment, is it education, is healthcare, is financial services, every firm these days is basically using data to help them make business decisions. So there had been talk about it for quite some time. So when I came on board about a year and a half ago, and we also have a new dean, Scott Dawson, who came to Orfila at the same time, we were exploring various options, and one thing that came to mind was having a program in business analytics. So, yeah, that's how we got started. And then we started looking at other programs. We even hired a company to do some kind of market analysis for us. We spoke to many professionals in the field from big companies, whether it's Google or Oracle. We also spoke to directors of other academic programs around the country. And that helped us develop a niche, like what we would like to offer at Orfila College of Business. It's a huge field. I mean, data analytics, or sometimes a more technical version of it, is called data science. Even if you talk to the experts, you know, there will not be a consensus as to what it really means. Mm-hmm. To some people, it's all about computing, writing complex algorithms to do machine learning, which is basically using tons and tons of data to come up with some kind of predictive analytics and then making some decisions based on that. That's a more technical approach. And what we found by talking to people and reading up is that what the market is really thirsty for is to have a professional who can understand what data can do for you, who can ask the questions, not just be a technician who is doing the work in his or her room. I'm not undermining the value of the technician, but the market is really thirsty for somebody who can ask the questions, the right business questions, understand the business acumen, and then do the analytics, come up with some kind of analysis that with which the person can tell a story, communicate, and actually come up with a business plan that works. So those were the things we had in mind when we thought that we would have a program which is maybe a tiny bit softer on pure computer science-y issues, but a lot stronger on business issues. And then having that kind of a program out of a business college kind of made sense because people could understand business acumen. And it's a truly interdisciplinary program. You know, you take people, you know, topics in economics, finance, information systems, marketing, accounting. So it's a truly interdisciplinary program out of the business college.
Yeah. So it slightly deviates from the traditional, like what you'd imagine people getting an MBA in. But it's a combination of those old skills meeting with the new skills of business analytics.
That is quite right. In fact, I didn't fully answer your previous question. So I basically made a distinction between data science, which is a little bit more technical side to things, and our program. And it also deviates from the MBA program, which is more general skills in business. There is very little technique in typical MBA program. It's trying to make you managers, but more traditional managers. So we are aiming for the same thing, but we are aiming for creating a manager who can actually ask the questions from data, understand the analytics, and still manage.
Right. Okay. And so how long did it take to get this new program in place?
Yeah, it took us about a year and a half, maybe actually less than a year and a half. But I can tell you that we've been working very hard. So also, since it's part of CSU, you know, it needed approvals at all levels, going back to the chancellor twice. In fact, the university approved the program sometime in June, I think, and then we sent out for the chancellor's approval in July, and we got that just a week ago. So it takes time, but I'm told that we did it as fast as it was possible to do.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what is working with like big companies like Google and Oracle or Walmart, what does that do for students when they will be working in business analytics?
Yep, that's a good question. So when we were thinking of a program in business analytics about a year ago, we have Dean's Advisory Council, and so we do have industry partners that we can reach out to. And so we talked to them about our program, even though their contribution was not that much to the curriculum, but they were the experts in the area. And it's such a new program. You know, 5-10 years ago, such a program didn't exist anywhere in the world. And so we were, and we also understand that for this program to succeed over time, it has to evolve over time. So that led us to specific industry partners. We formed an advisory board just for business analytics before the program actually even got approved. So that included people from Google and Oracle, many other companies, Walmart, Symantec, Nest, and so on. And so we were just trying to get a sense of the kind of work they do and how we can educate our students so that they can do that kind of work for these companies. And so there was a lot of help along the way. One in particular that we are very proud of, or excited about is the right expression, is collaborative industry projects. So we do 8 units of collaborative industry projects. So students will work in groups in the winter quarter and do the same thing in the spring quarter, where we actually take a real world problem, often reaching out to our industry partners to give us that problem, real data. We don't give them any questions to answer. We give them the data, we provide the business context, and we ask them to ask the question, do the analysis, come up with a report, where they can communicate the results, tell a story, and come up with some kind of a business plan. So this is like an incredible experience for the students, and our thinking along these lines was definitely influenced by talking to industry professionals in data analytics.
In reference to a 2011 McKinsey report, there's a massive shortage in business analytics professionals in the U.S. I wonder, like, as this program evolves, like 10 years down the road, there will probably be more jobs in this industry and in this particular skill set. You know, what will this program look like in the future? Do we, you know, we don't really know yet, because you know, there might be jobs that we don't even know what they look like yet.
Yeah, absolutely. This program, as I said earlier, for this program to succeed, it has to evolve. It has to constantly evolve. Yeah, whatever seems relevant now may not be so relevant 5 years from now. And you're right about McKinsey report. There'll be a shortage of 1.5 million managers in the U.S. alone by the year 2018. And we are hearing it everywhere we go. Any person we talk to who is related to the field of business analytics or data analytics is talking about shortage of the right skill set. So we do expect the demand for such degrees or such skills will last for years to come. It is true. And I also have heard that we are currently using less than 2% of the data we generate. So it's some of the numbers are just staggering, that only 12% of the managers truly understand what all they can do with data analytics.
There's so much opportunity.
Oh, it's tremendous. They say it's the biggest imbalance between demand and supply ever in any field. I've seen reports that suggest that this is the fastest growing career field out there. Yeah. I can give these kind of statistics for hours.
Now, how does a program then prepare for, the unknown? Like, how do you anticipate trends or anticipate changing in this industry?
Yep. Great question. We basically come up with something that works for a year and hopefully for the second year as well, and regroup and see what all we can do with it. One advice we are getting from our industry partners is for students to truly understand the difference between different companies. Google does data analytics, and so does Walmart, so does Target, but they do different types of data analytics. And there's, again, a huge buzz about big data, which I think is extremely relevant, but we often undermine not so big data when we are dealing with just only thousands of observations rather than millions of observations. So we are developing courses, in fact, which are suited for big data, but different types of courses which are also well suited for not so big data. And we have an incredible faculty in the field related to econometrics, which is, you know, offshoot of statistics, whether it's regular econometrics or financial econometrics related to forecasting or Bayesian econometrics, which is relatively newer field emerging in the field of data analytics. So we are kind of thinking ahead, but maybe only for a year, and then regroup after a year and see what minor tweaks we can make to the program, and then keep doing that for years to come. Yeah,
I'm sure that's just the nature of having a new program
and a new field. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not a new program at Cal Poly, but just a brand new field. I believe the very first MS in Business Analytics was created in 2012 in Canada.
Wow. Okay. So in terms of the, United States, do you know whether this is one of the first ones in the U.S. or is it?
No, it's nowhere close to the first one. So a lot has happened in the last 3 years, and as we speak, I think similar discussions are taking place all over the country.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though, because it sounds like it needs to happen. Okay. And so at least at Cal Poly's undergrad, there are a lot of men on campus and in the College of Business. Now, in this industry, are there any efforts to get more women involved in becoming data analysts?
Yeah, that's a challenge, not only in the business analytics program, even in the MBA program. We somehow don't get 50% of women participating in the program. So I think the ratio is more like 40-60 or something like that. About a couple of months ago, we regrouped as a team and we looked into ways to actually attract women into our programs. So we reached out to the director of Women's Engineering Program, I forget the name of the society, mm-hmm. and to start a dialogue. And the plan is, starting in January, we'll try and meet all the members of Women in Engineering group and talk about these programs. Sometimes, you know, just talking about it, letting them know what we can offer both to the MBA as well as the business analytics program may help the outcome that we desire.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk in the nation right now about people who graduate from college and don't have a lot of money. They're buried with student loans. And the landscape for a lot of young people is that they have all this debt and stuff. Now, for someone about to embark on this journey of joining this program, you know, why would this be a good investment for them?
I think it's a great investment just because it's the program in such a high demand. I don't want to give out numbers before we actually graduate our students, but from whatever I'm learning, sometimes even talking to our industry partners, the salaries the companies are willing to offer to fresh graduates with a master's degree in business analytics is very, very attractive. I can tell you it is more attractive than a typical MBA from Cal Poly gets.
And lastly, how may this affect other programs on campus?
Yeah, absolutely. So on top of the MS in Business Analytics that mm-hmm. we will launch in fall, we are also planning to launch a certificate program in Business Analytics. It's basically a 5-course certificate offered in a 1-year period. So you take a course in the summer, another one in the fall, another one winter and spring, two in the summer, sorry. The plan is to reach out to industry professionals who can't take time off from work to join a program for the whole year, but can take these 5 courses to advance their careers. And all these courses will be offered in the evenings and so or weekends. So the plan is to basically attract working professionals. And we will also offer the same courses as electives to the MBA and the accounting program. So in my vision, so business analytics would be the hub that will basically take, you know, you offer those courses and other programs as well. So we'll start out with just business college. It's quite conceivable that over time that we could start offering these kind of courses even as electives in other colleges.
Right, like it'll enhance the whole landscape of education.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. Sanjeev Dagia, thank you so much for joining us today on Issues and Ideas.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sanjeev Dagia is the Associate Dean of Graduate Programs for the Orfila College of Business at Cal Poly. This is Issues and Ideas on Public Radio KCBX. I'm Jordan Bell.